Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota lawmakers in the state's hemp industry oppose a new federal ban on products containing more than 0.4 milligrams of THC. U of M Cannabis Center researcher Colin Planalp says the state legalized low-dose edibles and drinks in 2022 and created a legal market.
Minnesota is sort of an outlier in having a relatively robust regulatory infrastructure for these products. In many states, there are no restrictions really at all.
Supporters of the ban claimed they were closing a loophole in the 2018 Farm Bill that allowed the sales of intoxicating hemp products. The new federal rules take effect next November. Temps are dipping across Minnesota, but there's ways you can save money while staying warm. CenterPoint Energy spokesperson Joshua Solis.
Turning down the thermostat by 7 to 10 degrees at night, so when you're sleeping or when you're away for at least 8 hours, can help you save about 10% on your monthly heating costs. And if you have something like a programmable thermostat, you can set your heating system to work around your schedule.
More tips can be found at CenterPoint's website. Minneapolis attorney Chris Madel has entered the race for Minnesota governor, pledging to cut taxes, improve schools, fight crime, and end what he calls open season on law enforcement. Madel joins a crowded Republican field seeking to unseat Democratic Governor Tim Walz, who is running for a third term. And if you're looking for Cyber Monday deals online this year, Bo Vang with the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota says be aware of fake websites.
A lot of websites out there that are quickly made or can be put up relatively easily will mimic other sites, can steal photos and images and products from other places.
Vang says scams are on the rise this time of year. She recommends that consumers do as much research as possible on the products and the sellers before buying. In other headlines, the Christmas tree season is officially underway in Minnesota. Austin Coons of Rum River Tree Farm says it was nice to get fresh snow for opening weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It brings all the customers in. They get more in the Christmas spirit when it starts snowing. Been super busy. We sold quite a few trees.
Coons says Fraser Fir is the most popular tree, followed by the Canaan. Democratic Senator Elise Mann of Edina announced she will not seek re-election at the end of her current term. Mann was elected to the Senate in 2022, representing Edina and Bloomington. Before that, she was in the Minnesota House starting in 2018. She was also the chief author of the new Minnesota Pay Leave Program, which begins January 1st. And University of Minnesota defensive back John Nestor was named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Saturday against Wisconsin. Nestor had 2 interceptions, recovered a fumble, and recorded a career-high 9 tackles, including 2 for a loss of yards. The Gophers beat the Badgers 17-7. More news headlines can be found at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.